bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today, my friends, we're going to be talking about family life, which is an essential part of the WINGS program. As we engage with many men within prison and recovery homes, many of our men have families who are waiting for them. However, the traditional family, as God calls for it, between a man and a woman, is not always there. And so we want to identify the actual norms that God calls us to, but also some of the things that are happening in life today. And we know that in the book of Genesis, God calls a man to leave his mother and father and to join his wife and to become one flesh. And the two will be, you know, fruitful and multiply in the context of that marriage. And in the WINGS program, both inside and outside prison walls and recovery homes, we see that many people have engaged in living together and have done things slightly differently than God has called us to do. So we are advocating today for marriage and family life, and to have open and honest discussions between men and women who are residing in one home together but are not married, and contemplating, you know, where are you going in your relationship? Can you see, can you envision as a man, as a future husband, taking on this woman and developing an entire life with her? Can you envision buying a home, having children, and making some beautiful things happen over the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years for your family? And as a woman, can you see, can you envision living with this man forever, getting a ring put on your finger, and accepting him in good and bad times, in sickness and in health, for richer, for poorer, because no one knows the future? And this is important, that we identify that God wants, you know, people to commit to the bond of marriage. Some are called to the single life, some are called to the married life, and some are called to the religious life. So marriage isn't for everyone, but for those who are engaged with each other, but not formally engaged or married, can we make the jump to married life? Can we do it through great conversation, asking good questions, through counseling, helping to really move ourselves forward into the zone that God calls us to be in? And this is important. Recently, I had a conversation with a gentleman who is living together, and for 8 months, things have not been going well. And they are not married, have no children, but God has truly impacted this gentleman in a positive way, and he is really looking to go forward towards Jesus Christ. But once again, not everybody is on the same page spiritually. And so sometimes you have that division in a home between a boyfriend and girlfriend, a husband and wife, brother and sister, mother and daughter, father and son. You know, it can happen in any direction. But when we have division, and we talked about it on the last program, it's important to show patience and humility and kindness, and to offer an invitation, a loving touch of an invitation, for the party who is ignoring the Word of God, or who doesn't like to hear the Word of God and is averse to going to the church, averse to living life as God sees it. We need to pray for those individuals, because they are part of our lives and they are God's children. But not everybody will be on the same page. And one of the challenges, whether you're married or not, will be occasionally with anger. And for some people in the Wings program, we know that anger is a just a part of life that we have to deal with. And we're not born angry. But what happens is life impacts us in a negative way. Sometimes we have a problem, and the problem does not go away. It festers. It may go on for days. It may go on for weeks or years. But when it goes on, it starts frustration within us. And that frustration can lead to anger. And how we respond to each situation is important, so that we don't become incarcerated because of our actions. We don't hurt other people because of our actions. So this is critical, that we look to God once again. And with regards to anger, the Lord says that divine anger lasts only a moment, but divine favor lasts a lifetime. And that is, you know, how we want to approach anger. We truly want to defuse it whenever we can. And we want to understand that even God can get angry, but for a moment. And his favor, which is where we want to be, it's something we want to come under that umbrella of his favor, is a lifetime. And so when we look at that, how do you and I handle anger in family life? Because anger can bring division between people. Anger can bring people into prison through domestic violence. We've seen many, many people who have been incarcerated. I remember a gentleman who had a very heated argument and disagreement with his wife, and it led to physical, situations. And eventually he was arrested and brought into prison. And he was at the House of Correction and joined the Wings program. And he graduated with me, and he was a different person. He had a lot of peace. And it took a couple of years for him to understand, you know, how to respond versus how to react. And the fact that some people can be very provocative. They can push your buttons, and we've got to be very careful. Well, here's something that comes from the book of James. It's called the power of the tongue. Because in a lot of angry situations, we go from using words to the wrong actions. And it says this: not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you realize that we will be judged more strictly. For we all fall short in many respects. If anyone does not fall short in speech, he is a perfect man, able to bridle his body also. If we put bits into the mouths of horses and make them obey us, we also guide their whole bodies. It is the same with ships. Even though they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot's inclination wishes. In the same way, the tongue is a small member and yet has great pretensions. Consider how small a fire can set a huge forest ablaze. The tongue is also a fire. It exists among our members as a world of malice, defiling the whole body and setting the entire course of our lives on fire, The tongue itself is set on fire by Gehenna. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed, and has been tamed by human species. But no human being can tame the tongue. The tongue is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we bless the Lord and Father, and with the tongue we curse human beings who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessings and cursing. And so I share that with you because it's so true that we all have the potential to do exactly as we just read in the book of James. And we've got to be careful about our words and actions. I remember a gentleman in the Wings program, Kevin, who was 31 years old, incarcerated at the House of Corrections, who was put there by his father. And he was living with his father for quite some time. And, you know, at 31 years old, he was trying to tell his father what to do in his father's own home while his father is paying all the bills. And so Kevin and his father had a big problem, which led to his incarceration. And his father put him there because he was unable to deal with the anger that he had in any other way. And so Kevin met me at the House of Corrections and went through the Wings program. We talked about it. I said, Kev, you're 31 years old. You know, you're in your father's house trying to tell your father how to do everything. Isn't it time you get your own home, make your own choices, and get your space and privacy? Is it a time that you take on the responsibilities as a man, as a captain of your own life, and handle everything? And then you call your own shots. And after talking with Kevin many times in the Wings program, he realized that we were correct. And his father needed to have the ability to make his own choices in his own home since he was handling all the responsibilities. But this is one of the challenges we have in family life, that children sometimes will be with us longer than we expect them to. And sometimes they actually leave and then come home again. And it requires patience and kindness and love and compassion and understanding. But it also requires, a dialogue, that we have an understanding, that people have to respect one another, for where they are in their state in life. It's important. And so in the Wings program, we've dealt with many, many family life type issues. And we encourage everybody to get their work in order, to basically, get a residence where they can call their own shots, make their own decisions, make everything the way they want it in every room within that home. And as they, deal with people, once again, family life requires a lot of patience and to listen to family members first, to be under understanding versus being understood. Okay, so we listen first. God gave us two ears to listen twice as much as we speak. And this is one of the challenges we have in family life, is that we sometimes want to be heard versus to listen to other people. I know in aviation, when the captain gives a crew briefing, he basically, talks to the entire crew. And there can be, on a large airplane, one flight attendant for every 50 passengers. So if you've got 300 passengers, you're going to have six or seven flight attendants, plus the crew up front in the cockpit. And everybody's important. And when things come up, they go to the captain and they talk about it. and give him more information. And we try to make the best decision for the crew and the passengers and the aircraft. And it's not a dictatorship where things are done irregardless of how people feel. We want to consider the feelings of other people. And in family life, it's so important to do that so that we don't lose our families over the years. We don't break down relationships, but we are building relationships through the attributes that God has given us, you know, to be kind and generous and patient and understanding. These are things we have to work at in daily life, and it's important. And as we, you know, go through the program today, you know, we want to highlight the fact that the Wings program is now in its 29th year. And thousands of men and women have come through the Wings program. And if you're out there and have a need for the Wings program, I want you to give us a call at 215-771-7501. That's a direct line to the Wings program, 215-771-7501. And the Wings program is for the incarcerated individual, the individual who's out on probation, out on parole, the individual in recovery from substance abuse and alcoholism, those individuals who are suffering today from depression because of the wounds that they have encountered within life itself. And it's a great program, which is now in its 29th year and has the potential to get people moving forward in a positive way. The program is rooted in the Word of God. It is rooted in aviation analogies to help people to get their independence, to become independent of other people instead of dependent on agencies and families, but to be your own captain of your own ship. And the only one we truly depend on is God Himself. And the Word of God becomes the source of all great decisions in the Wings program. And so I share that with you because it's important. Now, sometimes we run into situations where we have no discipline out there in daily life. And here's something I want to share with you. It's called The Difference Between a Boy and a Man. I've shared it before, but it's important that we get to the root of different problems that people have. So here it is. Boys are students, men are teachers. Boys are consumers, men are producers. Boys play with toys, men work with tools. Boys break things, men make things. Boys ask questions, men give answers. Boys are disruptive, men bring order. Boys run in gangs, men organize teams. Boys play house, men build homes. Boys shack up, men get married. Boys make babies, men raise children. A boy won't raise his own children. A man will raise his and someone else's. Boys invent excuses for failure. Men produce strategies for success. Boys look for somebody to take care of them. Men look for somebody to take care of. Boys are present-centered. Men are time-balanced, having knowledge of the past, understanding of the present, and a vision into the future. Boys seek popularity. Men demand respect. Boys are up on the latest. Men get down with the greatest. Boys keep secrets. Men are open books. They are transparent. Which one of these statements applies directly to you and why? In which of these areas do you need to work on the most and why? And are you more of a captain or more of a co-pilot and why? I want you to consider this, you know, as you proceed today. Where do you stand in your boyhood or your manhood, your captainship? Is there room for growth? I know in the Wings program, one of the things that applies to our men is one of these right here, which says, boys play with toys, men work with tools. And for the men who are out there in the trades, in plumbing, electrical, HVAC, roofing, landscaping, the men who are driving the big rigs with a CDL license, they're not out there playing with toys, but they've taken upon themselves to go to school and to earn those certifications, those licenses, and to apply them in daily life so that they can provide for their children. Which leads me into another line here, which is, you know, a man won't raise his own children. A boy won't raise his own children. A man will raise his and someone else's. And so for those out there who are doing it work-wise, which is so important, they've taken on the responsibility to provide for not only their kids, but for other people's kids as well. Sometimes a man will decide to take on a woman and her children, and he is the provider. That where the boy won't raise his own children. Hence, we have people in the Wings program with 10 kids from 8 different women. That undisciplined attitude, that mental philosophy that is very prominent, where I can do whatever I want to do, sleep with whoever I want to sleep with, and create children, but I'm not taking care of them. That irresponsibility has an impact not only on the mother of the kids, but the kids themselves for decades to come. It's so important to improve the quality of life of the children by taking ownership of your talents, your work, your education, and providing the necessities of life, and sometimes the luxuries as well. And, you know, for some of our men, they are boys because boys invent excuses for failure. I remember when we had our classroom at Drexel University College of Medicine for 5.5 years, every Saturday from 9 to 11:30, the men were working on themselves, getting things going week in and week out. But some men would come to the meetings on Saturday, but during the week, would never work. And they had that philosophy that they would just, you know, collect a check, work off the books, and do a little bit of work here and there, as they call it, dibble and dabble. But in the Wings program, we call for a strong work ethic, working 40 to 55 hours a week. And that will change your life. Going to school, getting a degree, getting a license or certification, helping to, you know, provide, once again, the necessities of life, providing a home, food, clothing and shoes, education, a vacation, all of the things that we require in family life that are out there for those who work hard for their children. And I just tell you that sometimes men would make great advances in their careers, and sometimes they would come back to our meetings with nothing, and they're making only excuses. So boys invent excuses for failure. Men produce strategies for success. Which one of you is out there today on the excuse side and needs to make changes? We've got to produce a strategy for success, a plan of action. The WINGS program stands for Winning Ideas, Nurturing Growth and Success. Every man has a plan of action on the inside of prison walls. And when he comes home, he has to work that plan. Because most people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. And because of that, we help them to make that plan of action. And then they have to work the plan. And we want to give it 100%. We're not on cruise control, so to speak, like an airplane that climbs up to 40,000 feet and they pull the power back on cruise. They're at 100% power on takeoff and then to climb power all the way up to altitude because the airplane's working hard. And that is how our men and women succeed in the Wings program by working hard, giving 100% effort to reintegrating themselves into family life, work, community service, a spiritual relationship with God. It's all important. But we don't pull the power back and go on cruise control until we're in a very good position, okay? And then, you know, we can relax a little bit. And I'm not talking about sleep every night, because sleeping is very important. Getting your rest, eating well every day. But I'm talking about putting 8 hours of work in every day, working 40 to 55 hours of work a week, and doing your part to provide the necessities of family life to your children and to your baby's mom. And that is very, very important. So there is a difference between the boy and a man, and it has an impact on success in family life. But for all of our men, we go back to the beginning of our program where God calls us as men. He says a man will leave his mother and father to join his wife, and the two become one flesh. He didn't say a man will leave his mother and father and join his girlfriend. He didn't say that. And, you know, we have to get by that boyfriend-girlfriend situation and move to the higher level of responsibility where we are engaged in marriage between one man and one woman. Where we are creating children, producing life through the great gift of motherhood, which is so precious. And where we are protecting life within a mother's womb, defending life within a mother's womb, and defending family life as God sees it, which is so critical. So in the Wings program, on this program, Finding God in Prison, it's all about finding God. And through His Word, we adhere to what God says to do and what He says not to do, which is very critical towards success. And Moses in the book of Deuteronomy says it best, to be careful to observe all the commandments I enjoin on you today, so you could live a life of increase and live and prosper. And that's where we want to be. This is the zone we want to be in. We want to listen to Moses, to be careful to observe the commandments, to have a lifestyle that's conducive for family life as God sees it. My friends, that's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll see you next time here on Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. Have a great weekend, and God bless you.